Now, if you were watching Saturday last night, you may have heard more about the story. This is the story of a transplant with a difference, because you may have heard about heart transplants, kidney transplants, or even liver transplants. But what about a stool sample transplant? Well, doctors at Queen Alexandra Hospital say it's a potentially life-saving treatment which has been used to cure more than 20 patients with a dangerous gut infection. Dr. Robert Porter is a consultant medical microbiologist at the QA, and he's here to tell me more. Robert, good to see you.
Good morning, Julian.
Just got to mention, just before 7:30, of course, our Julian's person raising money for the QA as well. So there's a nice connection there with his boxing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's really nice, isn't it?
I mean, this is another example of where we've been very fortunate in terms of funding that we've received. We've had a grant from the Wessex Academic Health Science Network to bring money in to provide the infrastructure that we've required to really take this forward.
I was struck by watching the story last night. I mean, it sounds a bit yucky, but it really is making a big difference, isn't
it? Oh, absolutely. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, yeah. But what we're doing is really taking healthy bacteria from an individual's gut and putting those into the gut of a sick individual. And we know that Clostridium difficile, the bug that causes C. diff infection, really doesn't survive well when you put those healthy bacteria back into the gut. And so we can cure these individuals where they may have failed standard medical therapy in a way that, sounds odd, but is highly effective, 94% cure rate.
And how does it practically work for people who didn't see last night?
Yeah, so it's a little odd, but what we do is we take the stool from the healthy individual. That's processed so that we first of all ensure that there's no risk in terms of transmitting infectious disease, and then we make it into a solution that's able to be passed down a very fine tube, which is passed down the back of the nose. It goes through the stomach and into the small bowel. At the bottom of the stomach, there's a very tight muscle, the pylorus, which stops anything coming back up the wrong way. And so there's no odd smells or tastes or burps or anything unpleasant. And in fact, the procedure is really quite a smooth procedure. Most people are not aware what is going on, particularly as a lot of our patients are older individuals. Most of these patients have some underlying process, such as a cancer or some other long-term condition.
Right. And this money, this £40,000 grant, has made a big difference, I can imagine.
Yeah, so before we had to do fresh transplants, which meant that we had to take the donor material from the patient, from the donor to the patient within 6 hours. We had to get it all processed pretty quickly. Now what we can do is freeze that down, and we can store that at very cold temperatures where the cells are preserved for up to 3 months, which means that we can now ensure that anywhere across Wessex, or in fact across the UK, we can give this material to other hospitals to allow them to carry out the procedure for any of the patients across Wessex.
Now I'm going to let you introduce our next guest, because we're about to be joined by Julie. Introduce Julie.
So Julie was a lady who unfortunately had problems. So C. diff is often caused by antibiotics that damage your normal gut flora. And we've heard a bit about antibiotics and the prescriptions that we really want to try and prevent overuse of antibiotics. But Julie had a tooth infection that needed antibiotics, and we know that a lot of people who genuinely need antibiotics unfortunately end up with this as a side effect of that. And so she then went on to develop C. diff. She had standard medical therapy, as everyone is given, but like around one in five people who are given standard therapy, she went on to have a relapse of her C. diff and continue to have recurrent relapses. And that's where fecal transplantation really comes into its own.
Well, Julie Sopi. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning in our Go Off Key studio this morning. When you first heard about this as a way of helping you, what was your reaction? Were you just glad that someone was going to do something, or were you a bit concerned?
I'll be honest, I was a little bit concerned. The thought of what it was sort of frightened me. But at the time, I was really, really ill. And I just thought, you know what? I'll take anything that's going to make me better. I'll try it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did.
And just for people who've never been through the nightmare you've been through, what was the C. diff like, you know, to go through that?
It was horrendous. I was at home on my own because my husband works, my children were at school, I had somebody to take my children to school. I was going to the toilet 10 times or more a day, losing weight. I just felt really ill. I couldn't walk from one end of my street to the other. I was just really, really ill, down, depressed.
I'm sure. And This went on for how long before you were in hospital?
I contracted it end of December, beginning of January, and I got the transplant in May, end of May.
Right.
So nearly 6 months.
Would it normally be that long, Robert?
Yeah, so that's a very common story. So the disease is really very debilitating because Julie is one of our younger patients, but most of our patients are in their 70s, 80s.
Julie's 49, we ought to say. You don't mind me saying that, Julie.
I do.
Sorry.
Everybody knows now.
Thank you, Julian. That's really kind of you.
Yes.
39, I think, was
39.
Yes, that's more like it.
But as you can imagine, you know, if you are already frail or elderly yourself, to have that, to be going to the toilet 10, 20 times a day is absolutely impossible to live a normal life. And because we have standard medical therapy, these patients often go through umpteen courses of antibacterials to try and cure the C. diff before anyone finds out about this. And one of the important things now is really to ensure that both patients or carers with C. diff, but also doctors, are aware that we have this service available, that if patients have failed standard therapy, that fecal transplantation is extremely effective and they really should be looking to get themselves referred to their local hospital or to us in Portsmouth, where we're able to provide that service.
And Julie, how are you now?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
In fact, after having the transplant on the Thursday, the following Monday, I was back to normal. I was, if not better, I was loads better.
Extraordinary. I mean, the word life-changing is bandied around a lot these days. Would you say one really is that?
Yeah? It definitely is, yeah. It's not a nice subject and it's not something that you want to go through, but I would definitely recommend it to anybody. It definitely changed my life.
Julie, you're a complete star. Thank you very much for coming on the show this morning.
You're welcome.
Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
All the very best.